Woo-hoo! This is your Attitash Race League report with Corey Madden.
Here he is, Corey Madden, joining us on the air as always. Pleasure to see you, sir.
Pleasure to see you, Gino. Good morning.
Good morning. Here we are. And how was things over at Attitash?
Week seven. Oh, man. Break out the SPF 50 for sure. It was gorgeous out there
yesterday.
I had no complaints out of my staff having to stay up at the top and be able to run everything up there. They did a phenomenal job yesterday again. Course set, being soft snow and warm. We kind of had to set a little bit straighter than typical, but it worked out great. Ruts didn't get too crazy. I raced middle of the day towards the end of what was going on, and the course really held up well yesterday, and it was very, very fun. A lot of compliments on how yesterday was set. So
good.
That's a little
taste of spring skiing.
A little taste of spring skiing, that is for sure.
Yeah.
As far as I heard, the patio over at Bear Peak was full when I got done. Finished up with everything on the race hill. I came down and the deck at Ptarmigan's was filled up, and people were just really getting that vitamin D in yesterday, that's for sure. It doesn't bode well for our long season, but it's just a brief, hopefully, and then we'll get a little snow mixed in here soon.
Cause it is.
You know what? It's New England. You never know what's
going to
happen.
That's what I was going to say, and I did mention that before we came on the air here with Corey. I was asking, do you think there's one more good storm in us?
I would love to think so. At least one more.
I
want to be confident and be absolutely 100% sure. I would love to see it, absolutely. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, fair enough. And the next couple of weeks, of course, will be the wrapping up the race league, but always something going on at Attitash when it comes to events.
Always something going on. Check out attitash.com, of course, and skiwildcat.com for all the latest and greatest up-to-date event information. We have some great entertainment going on this weekend. Band 3 of 6 are playing at Ptarmigan's. We've got Pac-Man Dave playing over at Bear Peak. Ability Plus Spring Fest. They do raffles and silent auctions. It's their big fundraiser for this year. They'll be set up in the base lodge for Saturday. Rafe is playing up at Wildcat on Friday. Riley Parkhurst is playing on Saturday. So some great entertainment going on
great
up there.
Great local names there, yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is excellent.
And our season passes are on sale. Epic season passes.
And they are epic.
So far this season, I mean, although the lack of snowfall, the national snow, our ops team has really come out with an awesome, awesome game plan. And they have kept the skiing and riding just absolutely second to none up at Attitash. I mean, I hear it from people that are coming from different resorts, even at the race league level. You know, people are coming up and they're like, oh, I ski Loon all the time. But, man, this is... wow, this is great. So, hey.
Excellent.
So, it's great to have, get people over at Attitash trying out our Attitash Race League. And speaking of the Poor People's Pub, they are actually in second place. They're doing awesome. So, it's been great. We've got just a couple weeks left to go. Next week's just a regular week. The week following is our final week that counts for points, and it is St. Paddy's Day. Everybody's Irish for St. Paddy's Day, of course. And we have Reckless. They'll be rocking the stage from 2 to 5 p.m. in Ptarmigan's Pub, and we'll just have some fun with it. There'll be some green beer, be some green things going on up there, and have some fun.
So. Excellent. That's wonderful. So looks like all positive things for the rest of the season, for sure. We're going to keep positive, keep our fingers crossed for the snow gods, and then we have lots of the bigger events coming up, too, with when they cut the Red Parka Challenge Cup and all of that. And you just told me you're going to find snow.
We will find snow on Spillway. Yeah. It'll happen, absolutely. Red Parka Pub, this is not my first go around at having a weak snow season, like I said, the ops team has made a great plan. Where the bump goes, there's a bunch of snow actually stockpiled there. There's a bunch of snow stockpiled up at the top. We can build a start up there. So Red Parka Challenge Cup coming up on March 20th.
Yeah, fast approaching.
So fast approaching, and you can go to skireg.com to register for that. Please do, and it benefits the ESSC, our local ski kids. So it's a great event.
Which is why I always want to bring it up. I want to get the word out there and make sure that we are ready for that. And it's nice to know that you guys have a game plan, and hopefully Mother Nature will agree with you and help out.
A little snow in there, it would definitely hurt. It wouldn't hurt. It would be very helpful. So
excellent. There it is. Attitash Race League Report. Remember, you can check out all the details about Attitash and Ski Wildcat at skiwildcat.com and attitash.com. Corey, nice job. Thank you so much.
We'll see you next week for Week 8.
All right. Sounds good. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.